What if we got to that point? What if we as Christians today got to that point where we truly needed God? Because I find in my life there is a time when we realize we're lost. There's a time that we realize we need a Savior. We accept Jesus Christ. But you know what I also find? I find when we accept Jesus Christ, we need God more than ever. But as the Christian today, sadly, we're afraid of the power of God. We're afraid to commit all to God. We're afraid to truly say, Lord, I need You. And Lord, I give everything for You. And Lord, use me. Today, folks, I think we need to realize that if we're a Christian today, we need to follow after righteousness. We need to seek the things of God. We need to seek His ways and not our ways. We need to be committed to Him more than ever before. We need to be sold out. We need to be a people set on fire. We need to be a people ready for the coming of Jesus Christ, because, folks, He's coming. But what I find is more Christians today are like the disciples in the garden. We're asleep. And Jesus Christ knew we'd be asleep. But, folks, we need to be awake. We need to be looking towards the heavens. We need to be looking across the streets. We need to be telling somebody about Jesus Christ, because, folks, the hour is approaching. The Son of Man is soon to come. Take your Bible and turn with me to Proverbs 21 and verse number 21. I'm going to read one verse, Proverbs 21 and verse number 21. When you find your place in Proverbs, stand to your feet in reverence to the Word of God, looking at verse number 21. Following after righteousness is the title of the message this morning. And the Word of God says this: He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. Let's pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, as I come before You once again, thank You for this another honor and privilege to stand behind Your sacred desk to proclaim Your Word. Lord, thankful for the call to come preach. Lord, thankful, Lord, that You called me to preach. Lord, but I have nothing to offer Bradley's pleasure this morning. Lord, but I have but for You a willing vessel. Lord, so I ask that You'd speak through me. And Lord, say what You'd have to be said this morning. Lord, and I pray that we'll all be receptive. Lord, because the message can be given. Lord, the person can be willing. Lord, but the person hearing the message must be willing as well. Lord, so I pray, Lord, that You'd help each and every one of us here, that we'd be willing, Lord, that we would follow after You this morning. Lord, that we'll go away from here saying that it was good to be in Your house. We thank You and we praise You, for it's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. I find in our Christian walk today that it's easy to get distracted over what truly matters today, folks. I think if there's ever been a time that we as Christians are truly distracted, it's now. It's today. You see, we forget where Christ has brought us from. If you're saved today, folks, you were brought from the miry pit of sin. You were bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. You were on your way to a devil's hell. But Jesus Christ reached down, saved your soul, and put you on Himself, the rock today, folks. That is something to be thankful for today. We forget, though, where Christ has brought us from, oftentimes because we're distracted with everything else. We forget where we're going. Here's another promise today. If you're a child of God, Jesus Christ said, I go to prepare a place for you, folks. He's coming again to receive you, He says, unto Himself, that where He is, there you may be also. If you're a child of God, heaven is your home. It's just another step there. One more step for Jesus Christ. You've got something to be happy about. And we forget the One that made it all possible. Jesus Christ is my alone salvation. Jesus Christ is my alone hope. I can't do it myself, but I'm thankful that Jesus Christ, the God of the universe, loved me enough to take on the form of man, to live a perfect, sinless life in an old sin-cursed earth, to see the brokenness of man, to feel the brokenness of man, to be hurt, to be mocked,
to be ridiculed, to be spit upon, to be hung between heaven and earth. I heard Brother Larry Butt say, as if neither one wanted him. Earth didn't want him. Heaven couldn't have him because he was taking on the sin at that moment. He was taking on the sin of the world for you. He was doing that for you. We forget that Jesus Christ made this possible. We are here today because of Him. We are here today because He died for us. And you know what? We come in and we're dead. We are dead across the land today because we forget that Jesus Christ bought us and set us on fire, folks. He gave us hope today. You know, to be righteous means to be justified and to have mercy today refers to being forgiven by the very one that you have wronged. You hung Jesus Christ on the cross. You convicted Him. You wrongfully accused Him. You are the reason that He died today, folks. But you know what? Jesus Christ looked through time itself on the cross. And I believe every man, woman, boy, and girl come to His mind. And you know what? Jesus Christ knew the ones that would accept Him. We have to believe that. He knew the ones that were He were going to accept Him. But He died for every one of us. And He gives every one of us a chance to be saved. You know what? If Jesus Christ looked through time itself and you were the only face that came to His mind, the only person that would have accepted Him, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt He would have died just for you. Because that's how much Jesus Christ loves you today. Jesus Christ loves you enough that He would have died just for you. And you know what? We say that person can't be worth it. We can say surely we spend countless months, countless years knocking on that one door. I guess it's time to give up. You give up, you sold out to the devil. Because that soul is worth it. You keep knocking. You keep living Jesus Christ before them today, folks. Those that seek righteousness, those that seek mercy today, what are they seeking? They're seeking none other than Jesus Christ Himself. Because who is righteous and who has mercy other than Jesus Christ? So that verse there that says, those that seek after righteousness and mercy find three things, you could substitute those that seek after righteousness and mercy for those that seek after Jesus Christ. Those that seek after Jesus Christ today find three things today. They find, first off, life. They find life. We're all eternally bound. I believe any preacher that's worth anything whatsoever needs to remind you of where you come from. We're all eternally bound. Hebrews 9:27 says this, and as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment today. That verse, as it is appointed unto man once to die, that's the part that always opens our eyes, that makes our eyes get real big and scares us. Because we're reminded that we're human beings and death waits for us. We're carnal. We're sinners. But listen to that latter part. As it is appointed unto man once to die. But after this, the judgment today, folks. Jesus Christ is going to judge our lives, folks. That should scare each and every one of us. We should make sure we are doing what we are supposed to do. Life is unsure in a lot of things. Find a lot of times we may be getting a financial bind. We don't know how we're going to make the payment. It's unsure. Think of a lot of times we get sick and we find out we have cancer or we got to start taking dialysis. We don't know if we're going to be here. We don't know if our family's going to be taken care of after we're gone. We don't know if their needs are going to be able to be met. We're unsure about a lot of things. Let me tell you one thing that's for sure. Each and every man, woman, boy, and girl that breathes will one day breathe their last breath. They will die. We will all die. And it doesn't matter our age. It doesn't matter our prestige. It doesn't matter if we're president of the United States. We will die. And it doesn't matter if, unfortunately, we're a poor kindergartner kid, where some crazy maniac walks in and takes their life, folks. We're all going to die. Each and every man, woman, boy, and girl are going to die. So we surely must be ready to meet death today. We could go at just any moment. James 4:14 says, "Whereas you know not what is on the morrow, for what is your life? It's even a vapor that appeareth today, and it's gone tomorrow, folks." Our life is just a vapor. In our Sunday school lesson, we were compared to grass, and the honor of man is nothing more than a flower. A flower blooms. People look at a flower and say, "Surely, this is beautiful." Many people may walk by and say, "Look at this flower." But guess what? That flower dies. The beauty of that flower dies. But the one thing that stays, remains, is the Word of God. And God's Word says that if we humble ourselves before Him, He'll save us today. And people prepare for tomorrow as if it's a sure thing. I think we should not be neglectful. I think we should be smart about finances. I think we should work a good job. I think we should try to have money and have hope, or have tomorrow, not have to worry about finances and things. But you know what? I think sometimes we're too wrapped up in that. I think sometimes we're too wrapped up in tomorrow. Tomorrow, I've got this plan. Or an hour after church, I've got my beans in the crock pot. I've got this going on in the future. I've got this. I've got that. Hurry up, preacher. Shut up, preacher. I need to go home. I need to take care of this. I need to get started on that. And you know what? We prepare for tomorrow as if it's a sure thing. But death could await us before tomorrow comes. Death could be, our appointment with death could be tonight. So folks, death is our inheritance. We're all born sinners, and as a result, death is passed into all. The Bible says this in Romans 5:12, "Whereas by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed into all men, for all have sinned." Today, folks, because we are sinners, we will die. You want to know how I know that sin is real? I know that sin is real because I look in the mirror. Watch this. I can do this. 24 years old. I can see the wrinkles on my forehead. You want to know how I know sin is real? Because some mornings, if I worked real hard, which is good for you, you should work real hard. Absolutely. Step out of the bed, put your feet on the floor. Sometimes it hurts. Because guess what? Sin wears down our body. Every day you age and get that gray hair, it's because we're sinners. Because guess what? If we weren't sinners and sin wasn't in us, our bodies wouldn't age. Sin breaks down the body. Sin is the reason that our bodies age, folks. Understand this right here. We all sin daily. And as a result, death waits for us all. But you know what? Sin wears down the body physically. But sin can kill us spiritually. When we think about sin, it's not just the physical aspects. Those that don't know Jesus Christ have to pay their sin debt in hell. That is the escape from sin that Jesus Christ paid for you. That is the escape from sin. That you don't have to go to that awful place called hell. You don't have to go to that awful place called hell. But hell awaits for those that do not know Jesus Christ. All must answer for their trespasses against God. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It says, for the wages of sin is death today, folks. There's a price for sin, and that is death. And I don't understand why people want to pay that price when it's already paid in full. Seems like a silly deal to me. If somebody's already paid it in full, guess what? If you take me out to dinner sometime and you say I'm going to pay for your meal, this old boy ain't going to hesitate. I'm going to take that free meal. Guess what? Jesus Christ has paid in full your sin debt today. Life is the gift of God. Jesus Christ loved us so much that He willingly laid down His life for us. The wages of sin is death. Jesus Christ paid the wages. Jesus Christ saved our souls today if we but believe in Him. And it's a gift. Life is a gift. And a gift isn't earned. A gift is freely given today. You don't have to do one thing to earn salvation. You don't have to do one dang good to make it to heaven today. You must simply lean on Jesus Christ because He's paid the gift today. He's paid the price for you today. And the love for God Himself, the love that He has for us has compelled Him to give His life for sinners such as you and me. I'm thankful that God loved me enough to save this sinner boy. Because it doesn't matter how good I could have been. It doesn't matter the good things I could have done. I can't wear a mask before God. I'm a sinner. Without the blood of Jesus Christ applied, I will die and go to hell. But you know what? If you accept His gift, if you follow after Jesus Christ, you find life. And this life you can't lose. Even after you've obtained the gift, what kind of gift would that be if Jesus Christ took it back? I'll give you life, but if you mess up, I take it back. You know what? There's people that believe that foolishness today. They believe they can lose their salvation. That's foolishness because Jesus Christ gave you a gift. And that gift is yours. Today, folks, we need to cling to that gift today of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus Christ loved us. He died for us. And His blood will keep us. Eternal security is ours. We must simply believe it. And we must simply follow after Jesus Christ. And if you follow after Jesus Christ, you're not only going to find life, you're going to find righteousness. Guess what the Bible says? There is none righteous. No, not one. Romans 3:10. As it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one. There is nothing that we can do to be justified within ourselves. You know another foolish thing that people believe? They got to do something to earn it. They got to do something to earn salvation. You do not have to do one thing. Jesus Christ bought it, paid for it today. There's nothing that we can do to be justified within ourselves. We can't earn a pass into heaven. We must simply grow through the door. And that door is Jesus Christ Himself. If I would have showed up this morning, and instead of coming to the door that somebody unlocked, if I would have showed up and tried to get in a window, y'all would have thought I was crazy, first off. But y'all also would have thought, oh my goodness, this dude's trying to rob the church. Somebody tackle that guy. He's trying to get in through the window. There's a lot of people today trying to get in through the window to heaven. You can't get in through the window. You got to go through the door. The door's open. The door's unlocked because the price has been paid. Jesus Christ has opened the door and says, come one, come all. I bought the gift for you. All you got to do is walk through the door today, folks. Understand this right here. Jesus Christ loved us and He opens the door today. The world preaches works, but the Bible preaches grace. Ephesians 2:8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We can only be justified through Christ's righteousness. There's no one righteous, no, not one. But how do we become righteous? We take on Jesus Christ's righteousness. That's the only way in, folks. The only righteous person who's ever been and ever will be is Jesus Christ. And God requires a perfect sacrifice for the atonement of sin. And that perfection cannot be obtained by mankind. Even with our best efforts, we fall short. Our righteousness is as filthy rags, the Bible says today. It'll never be enough. But Jesus Christ paid the debt, covered our sins, and makes us justified through His precious blood today. How do we find righteousness? We find it through the blood of Jesus Christ. And only those who have the righteousness of God applied to their heart and applied to their lives are going to see heaven. That's it. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ is the only access to the Father. Jesus Christ is the only door to heaven. And Jesus Christ, the Bible says, is our propitiation for our sins. He's our mercy seat. He has died for us. We need to claim that, and we need to believe that today. And when we follow after Jesus Christ, we need to follow after Jesus Christ 110%. And if He calls us out of the boat and says, go win men for me, we need to be willing to step out of the boat and quit fishing with what we're comfortable with and then start preaching Jesus Christ today. There's a lot of Christians that believe Jesus Christ came. There's a lot of Christians that believe Jesus Christ died. They believe Him. He's their Savior. But they ain't doing one thing for Him to proclaim His message, to proclaim His Word. They're afraid to step out. They're afraid to give up their dreams. They're afraid to give up their hopes. They're afraid to give up their desires. They're afraid to step out in faith today and be committed to Jesus Christ today. Jesus Christ today is the only access to the Father. If you believe it, you need to tell somebody about it because people need to know about Jesus Christ today. All other ways will leave us weighed in the balance and found wanting. We can try it our way. We can say, I'm going to be a Christian, but I'm more concerned about this. This comes before God sometimes. This comes before church sometimes. My family comes before God. My family comes before church. My job might have to come before God. My job might have to come before church. And you know what? If you want to do that, Jesus Christ is going to let you do that. You'll live a mediocre life for Him. You'll never accomplish one good thing for Him. You'll be a Christian in name only, but you'll never be a sold out Christian for God. Today, folks, there's a lot of people today in our land that are like this. This is the American Christianity. We live in a time where we're so free that we're in shackles and we don't even realize it. Because we are not sold out for God. We are not sold out for Him. We don't know what it's like to have our feet to the fire. We don't know what it's like to have somebody trying to stop us from living for Him today, folks. We've got it so good that we're being lulled away to sleep. But you want to know what? There's people in all kinds of lands today that have to go to the underground church. And you know what? There's people today that would give anything for what you have and what you neglect. That word that stays in your car so you don't forget to bring it. There's people that would love to have one page of it. If they could get a hold of the Bible, they'd rip that one page out and they'd read it and they'd memorize it and they'd hold it close to them every night. Folks, there's people today that would love to have what you have and what you neglect. Why do we not follow after righteousness, man? Oh, man. Why are we so concerned about our American dream? Why are we so concerned about our way? Why are we so concerned about the things we want today, folks? We're like a flower. Everybody looks upon us and says, man, he's got a nice car. Man, they've got a nice house. Man, they've got so much money in the bank. But you don't want to know what? The flower fadeth away. I don't want my righteousness. Give me Jesus. I don't care if I don't have one dime in the bank. Give me Jesus. I don't care if you look and you say, oh, that poor boy, look at his shoes. Look how dirty they are. Look at that poor boy. He ain't got no money. He ain't got 2 cents to rub together. Folks, I don't care. Give me Jesus. He alone is my righteousness. He alone is my hope for tomorrow. I don't want the American dream. I want Jesus' dream for my life. Give me Jesus. Folks, what if we were sold out to the point that we said, Lord, I need you. Every hour, I need you. Every hour. There's a lot of things that happen in the convenience of our own home when nobody's around. That dark little hour that nobody sees. No one knows. It's hid from everyone but Jesus Christ Himself. And you want to know what? I think sometimes He looks down and He sees us in that little hour that we try to hide from everybody else. And He must cry. And He must say, I've got so much for you. I've got so much for you. If you would but only follow after me. Folks, there's a lot of people today that miss out. We miss out because we're afraid to step out. We miss out because we're afraid to follow after Him today. But thirdly, if you follow after Jesus Christ, you find honor. They get back to the wages of sin is death. If the wages of sin is death, the price had to be paid. Jehovah God hates sin. He can't look upon it. When Jesus Christ was on the cross, Jesus Christ Himself looked to heaven. He said, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? Because it was at that moment Jesus Christ took on every sin for you and for me. And God couldn't even look upon His own Son. Because Jesus Christ loved you so much that He became sin for you. And He became your dirty little sin in the darkest hour when no one's around. Jesus Christ died for you because He loved you today. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let me tell you something. There's one place that sin will be. Right now it reigns rampant in our land. Right now, selfishness, backbiting, and self-pride, all these sins reign rampant in our land. But sin will have one home, and one home only when it's all said and done, and that will be hell. That's where all sin's going to go, folks. Hell. Let me tell you something today. Sin will find its eternity in hell. But you want to know what? You don't have to pay the price. Because Jesus Christ paid the price for you. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus Christ paid the price. And you don't want to know what? Worldly success, fame, recognition may bring that temporary form of honor. There's a lot of people that I think highly of. There's a lot of people that I look at and I say, wow, they've done great things. I think if you can become the President of the United States, I'm always going to respect that position. It don't matter who's in office. I may not agree with their political views, I may not like the things that they even want to pass, but I'm going to say, they must have done some great things because they're president of the United States. I respect that position. But that's man honor. That's man-made honor, brother. Because when it's all said and done, Donald Trump's going to be standing in the line right with us, hopefully. We who are saved. But nevertheless, Donald Trump's going to be in the line before God. Barack Obama's going to stand before God. Today, folks, it doesn't matter about worldly honor. We all give an account before Jesus Christ for our lives, for the things that we did with Him, whether or not we received Him, and for the things that we did once we received Him. And sometimes that scares me a little bit more. Because what a price has been paid for me, but how neglectful I can be sometimes. But I think we should all count it a great privilege to be esteemed by the Almighty God Himself. He esteemed us. He loved us. He found us worthy enough to die for us. But the one that we wronged, the one that we spoke against, the one that we ran from for years after we were saved, and then ran from for years once we were saved because we were afraid to commit to His will, the one that we have wronged has chosen to forgive us today. And if Christ felt it worthy to give His life for me, then why do I not find Him worthy enough to do the same? I should give my entire life for me, or for Him today, because He gave His entire life for me. And if Christ Jesus today forgave me for who wronged Him, then why do I not find it worthy enough today to forgive those, or necessary enough today to forgive those who have wronged me, brother? He spoke about it in Sunday school. We're supposed to forgive our enemies. We're supposed to pray for them. And if Jesus Christ forgave me, why do I find it hard to forgive others? Today, folks, we must be willing to forgive others because there's a lot of us carrying some unnecessary chains. There's a lot of us that are bound because we can't forgive somebody who's wronged us. We can't move on past that. We'll never be able to forgive them. Today, folks, we must forgive them today. And if Christ Jesus loved us enough to forget who we were, look past all that and see what we could be, then why do I not see potential today in the lost man? Why do I not find that person that's drunk right now and count them worthy enough to share the gospel with them? Not only in word, but in deed. Why do I not find it the people at my workplace today worthy enough to share Jesus Christ with? Not only in word, but today? And why do I not find those people that are in my family worthy enough to be saved by Jesus Christ, to share Jesus Christ with them, not only in word, but in deed today? We must be sold out for Jesus Christ. They that follow after righteousness and mercy find life, righteousness today, and honor. Jesus Christ has so much more for you than you'll ever begin to understand. You'll never comprehend today, folks, the plan that Jesus Christ has for you. You'll be like Moses standing there in front of the burning bush, and you'll say, "No, not me. No, not me. I stutter. No, not me. People have known the things I've done in my past. No, not me, Lord. You can't use me. I can't do it." And Jesus Christ has so much for you, you'll never understand, folks. We're going to have to follow after Him. We're going to have to follow after Jesus Christ today. We forget about all those people that need Jesus Christ, but we often forget that we are the one that are supposed to share Him with them. We say, "Man, that poor old lost boy, poor old drunk, all he's good for is being a drunk." That's as far as it goes with us. We never take Jesus Christ to Him. We talk bad about Him behind His back. We say that drug addict, there'll never be nothing more than a drug addict. And that's as far as it goes. We never share Jesus Christ with them. Love them enough to make Him real to them today. Folks, today, understand this. I found no honor in my life but the opportunity to serve Jesus Christ. I can't do nothing good in this life. I can accumulate wealth. I can accumulate fame. I can have my name in a neon billboard in Los Angeles, California. But today, folks, I can't do nothing good if I do not serve Jesus Christ. And I cannot accomplish anything good in this life but to simply love Jesus Christ. So may I follow after His righteousness. May I truly understand His mercy. And may I find a life worth living through a God worth living for. Amen. Prepare for an invitation. I'm done.